You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead at two. Tonight's action in Clonmel. We've got action back on the flat in Ireland. A seven race car to look forward to there. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Very good morning to you, Mark.
How are you, sir?
Very well, very well.
Good. Now let's just clear this up a little bit. You are on Racing Radio today, but we're going to look ahead
confirm.
To...
I can confirm I will be there.
Good. You've been with Gareth and Craig for the duration of the day, but we'll get your thoughts at Clonmel early and you can go into a little bit more detail this evening. So anybody who wants to hear Andy's thoughts ahead of the race, then be sure to tune in to Racing Radio this evening. But as far as it goes, Andy, how do you feel about Clonmel this evening? Is it decent enough?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. It looks one or two bets. I mean... The beauty about this podcast and putting it out there so early and not doing it later on is that I think there could be quite a few price changes throughout the day. So it's nice to give the podcasters a little bit of a heads up as to which way the market might sway one way or the other. It's not put me coming in at sort of 5 o'clock and saying, oh yeah, I fancy this, and you know, they could have had 5-1 about a 2-1 shot and 9-4 about a 6-4 shot. So that's what this is. This is the job that this podcast is doing for them.
Yeah, hopefully a few people will get on early. And then when it comes to the race, you'll be able to talk about it and say the market's backing it up, which is always nice, isn't it?
That's it, yeah. Be able to gloat over what price we've taken, in other words.
Yeah. We beat the value, yeah.
Yeah, it is what you could have had.
Let's get stuck into it then. The first race is the 5:30 this evening. We start with an EBF Fillies maiden over a mile and a quarter. Pianola is the 7-4 market leader, 5-2 for Deontas. Wooden Heart is 3-1, 5 to Love Letter, and 28-1 or bigger prices for the others. So only four of these in single figure prices, Andy. And Pianola, the Dermot Weld runner, has been supported from 5-2 into 7-4 this morning. So do you see her getting off the mark this evening?
Yeah, for me, she's very much the interesting one here. She's just had the one run, as you quite rightly pointed out. She was drawn badly. She was a 33-1 outsider behind stable companion. Joliet, who was all the rage that day. I think that backed Joliet from even money to 2-5. And the way that that horse won, I think we're going to be hearing big things about Joliet, that Dermot Weld runner. I think she's a definite pattern class performer. And she might well be something like Royal Ascot bound later on in the season. The time of the race is very good. The winner posted a good number. And Pianola was one of the ones that was noted doing some good work from halfway onwards. She was eighth going past the 3 furlong pole and ended up finishing never near a fifth. Certainly suggesting that she A, win a race, and B, should be suited to a step up in trips. So Dermot Wells wasting no time by putting her up 3 furlongs here, more in keeping with her pedigree. And interestingly as well, the sectional times that she posted that day of 49.3 from the 4 furlong pole were far better than Deanna Tass, who did 52.3. So it was a good 3 seconds difference between them. I know one of them's a mile and a half, so obviously they're going to be running a bit slower, but it still means that Pianola for me has got some more basic speed. And being as this is a small field, it might well be that quickening up from the home term will be the decisive factor here. I'd got to go with Pianola. Of course, Deanna Tass was fourth behind Edel Poor and King of Aragon, two subsequent winners in that mile and a half maiden on the same card. But so one's all about stamina. She's proven dropping back in trip. And the other one's going up in trip, but I much prefer Pianola. I think she's got the more upside in her profile.
Pianola for Andy in the opener then. The second race is the 6 o'clock, and this is another maiden. This one's a median auction maiden over a mile and a quarter. And another Dermot Weld favourite this time. It's the unraced Sight Hound at the top of the betting, who's 15-8. 9-4 for Brown B. Just Be Lucky is 5-2. 9-1 for Duke Cass, and 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. How do you see the second race going, Andy?
Yeah, the front two in the market here, or two of them, Brown B and Just Be Lucky, are the most exposed of the seven runners at go to post. And they set a fair standard. They're both rated 78. Just Be Lucky's run three really good races recently, obviously beyond Zorak and Sir Isaac Newton in that very good maiden at Leopardstown towards the back end. And bumped into Serafelli first time out at Garen, the Dermot Weld runner, gained another good effort, only beaten half a length. I was just a little bit out of pace of the day by In My Pocket and Cenotaph, who quickened up really well from the two-pole onwards. He's quite a light-framed individual, but at least he's proven on soft ground, and that might well be the telling difference here over Brown B, who for me wants much better ground. She's had soft ground on a few occasions, but for me she hasn't actually acted on it as well as Just Be Lucky. So I prefer Just Be Lucky out of those two with form. Obviously the danger and the fly in the ointment, he's definitely going to be this sight hound from the Dermot Weld stable. Of course, Dermot Weld has been responsible for the horses that have been beating these two. Xander, of course, who won that Leopardstown Maiden when Brown B was fourth, and Sarah Felly when Just Be Lucky was second. So he'd have some idea here of what it's required to beat these two. So the market's going to be very, very interesting. At time of recording, I've got to go with Just Be Lucky because he's the one I know of that will handle the ground and has done the best figures. But if the market's flipped the other way and suggesting that Sighthound is the one to be with, then obviously he's going to come under close scrutiny come nearer the time.
Okay, keep an eye on the market in the 6 o'clock then. The 6.30 is the third race on the card, another maiden over a mile and a quarter. And Highly Toxic is the 8-11 favourite this morning. Tetratese is 2-1, 9-1 for the Panhandler. Selective Amnesia and Theo as well are both 20s and 28-1 on bigger prices for the others. Priced up very much as a match this morning, Andy. Do you see that way yourself?
Yeah, one of the horses here, Selective Amnesia. I think that's definitely me. I'm a big fan of this Highly Toxic, particularly in this race. Not sure why the handicap has given it a mark of 96, though. I suppose that was largely due to that run the other day when third in a listed race, a much improved run from Pat Flynn's four-year-old. Prior to that, he finished fifth in that quite a good maiden, which I think is going to work out quite well for the podcast. Of course, Cillian did us proud of that win at Sligo on Sunday. And Highly Toxic, who was in badly need of the run that day, finished a creditable fifth. Then, obviously, went two paces better with that good run behind Jim Bulger's Answered. Two very good times, proving that it goes on the ground, proving it stays well. And on the sectional times, I got the front two in the market doing that day at Limerick. Of course, Tetriates was second behind Ripple's Effect. Highly Toxic, even though he's fading late on, still ran a much faster time overall, and indeed, more importantly, the last three furlongs. So the front two in the market, I've got these two lined up with that run at Limerick, and Highly Toxic comes out best, and he's definitely a worthy favourite here.
Okay, worthy favourite then. In the 6.30, the 7 o'clock is the fourth race on the card. This is the first handicap of the evening. It's over a mile and a quarter, and it's for three-year-olds rated 47 to 70. Katia heads the market at 8 to 13, 7 to 2 for Lucy Rye, 8 to 1 for Milford Lass. Gainmill Lady is 14s with Elm Grove, and it's 20-1 or bigger prices for the others. This John Oxgelding Katia won pretty easily at Sligo last time and seemed to relish the testing conditions, so conditions will suit this evening at least.
Yes, Katia. That was the horse that foiled my seven time the other day at Sligo. I tipped the horse that finished second acid, so I've got to go with Katia, really, because I was really quite strong on acid, funny enough, that day. And the pair of them were amazing. They were 11 lengths clear of the rest, so I felt as though I was a moral winner that day. And this Katia comes along and nutted me. It was just a horse that was so difficult to assess, just having the four runs as a two-year-old, having inadequate trips in races that it couldn't win. But he's obviously thrived during the winter, and he should make up into a good handicapper, certainly on the basis of that performance the other day, when winning really quite comfortably in the end. Beating a useful yardstick in the shape of the Paddy Prendergast runner, who was second. This should be a formality for Katia. 8-13, William, this morning. I could see this horse going off 1-2, 2-5, because the opposition looks a bit ropey, to say the very least. There might be a little bit more to come from Lucy Ray, but quite a few others have already done next to nothing, and Katia looks a class apart from this lot. So there are one or two short price favourites on the night at Clonmel, but this one probably looks the strongest.
Okay, strong favourite then in the 7 o'clock. The 7.30 is the fifth race on the card. This is a handicap of a mile and a quarter for four-year-olds and older that are rated 47 to 65. Brina in the Micra is the 3-1 favourite. 6-1 for Rockview Emperor. Penny's Angel 13-2. 15-2 for Oceana Queen. Grianta is 8s. 10s for Elusive Gent and Little Arrows and Dixie Highway, but that one is a reserve. And 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. One of the more open races on the card, Andy. But Brina in the Micra and Rockview Emperor arrive here in pretty good nick.
Yes, you've obviously been practising your Irish pronunciations there with Brina in the Micra. From the informed Ewan Dawn stable as well, and a winner last time out at Limerick. Staying on quite powerfully in the latter stages to beat Anna Haven and Love the Feeling. Two horses have been in good form of late. And that was off the back of an eye-catching run the time before at Navan in a strongly run handicap. So certainly worthy favourite here. Shazar won for Ewindall the other day, and this is one of his local tracks. Everything points in the direction of bringing in the Micra. Rockview Emperor, well, he's been a real difficult horse to assess in recent times. Noel Dooley's got him now, and I must have tipped this horse about five or six times during my time on the Irish podcast at Dundalk, and he had to get his head in front on all those occasions, probably because I probably nailed him to the floor. And he won at 16-1 the other day, showing improved form, coming from a long, long way back. So he's capable, but at the same time, he's not one to trust implicitly. I do think there's one slightly overpriced here, and that's in the shape of Moonin from the Brendan Duke stable, filly by Tier Filly. She ran quite well the other day behind Katie T in a race that basically was there for the taking for the favourite. A repeat of that should see it there or thereabouts. But I've got to go with Brendan in the Micra. He looks tough. He's typical of his side, Jeremy. And he's one of the only few horses I think you can probably rely on to run its race here in a tricky-looking 7:30.
That's Andy's thoughts in the 7:30. The 8 o'clock is the sixth race on the card. This is the Tipperary Perpetual Cup Handicap. It's over the extended 2 miles. And Tagliatelle has been very well backed this morning, 11-4 into 7-4 at the top of the betting. 5-1 for Captain of the Fleet. Prince Cup is 5-1. 6-1 for Hissabart. 13-2 for Point the Toes, and 10s or bigger for the others. Tagliatelle's turned into a pretty decent hurdler, Andy. And back on the flat, do you think he'll continue his progress on the level?
I do, yes. He's certainly well handicapped, isn't he, on the basis of what he's been doing of late over hurdles, of course. He was laid out for the Coral Cup at the Cheltenham Festival, and he was one of the big eye-catchers in that race, finishing very strongly from the back of the field to finish fourth behind what the Nichols team consider to be a Grade 1 horse in the making in Un Petit Soir. Of course, Zabana, who was second in that race, finished third to advertise the form even more behind Jet Ski and Hurricane Fly in the Stayers Hurdle the other day at Punchestown, that Grade 1 event. So you couldn't get any more stronger form. And then, of course, he went to Aintree and lowered the colours of Call the Cops, who won the Pertemps final, snaking his way through the field in typical Paul Carberry fashion. He got up in the latter stage. He stays very well. Ground, he's fairly adaptable with regards to ground. I always think this horse is better on a better surface, but he has won recently a charity race on soft or heavy ground, really testing that day when he won it as well at Punchestown. So the only thing we don't know about this horse is Jack Kennedy, £10 claimer, is riding him today. I think this is his first ride, because I was trying to find some information about Jack and couldn't find any. But knowing that he's attached to the Gordon Elliott stable, he's had one or two good apprentices through his hands in recent time. So he's obviously got the faith that he can do the job on Tagliatelle. Captain of the Fleet looks the obvious danger. He's rated 135 over hurdles, courtesy of many good runs throughout the winter, largely on soft ground. He's a very strong stayer, so if the wheels did come off Tagliatelle, he's there for the each-way merchants to mop up the play side of the bet. And I think it's between the two. The others look either that the ground won't suit or not that well handicapped. So these two here, Captain of the Fleet, Tagliatelle, the two well-handicapped in-form jumpers, are the two to concentrate on. And the number one choice has to be the Gordon Elliott Train, Tagliatelle.
Okay, on to the final race then. This is the 8:30. We finish with a handicap over the extended 2 miles. For four-year-olds and older that are rated 47-65. Alan Warrior is the 4-1 favourite. 9-2 for Lady Marmalow. Uncharted Waters is 5-1. Sevens for Balkinstown and Penny's Tomb. Deadline Day is 8s and 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who do you like in the lucky last, Andy?
I think the solid one would have to be Lady Marmello. She was a good on eye-catching fourth of the day in that race, but was won by Madeira Classic. We've already seen Brennan in the Micra, who was fourth in that contest, come out and subsequently boost the form. And a repeat of that should allow Ross Sullivan's five-yard mare to be somewhere there or thereabouts. Around about 9-2, looks a fairly solid bet in a bit of a ropey race. Uncharted Waters, she would definitely have chances of sorts here. She loves soft ground and was second in that charity race, which I mentioned early on in the piece, behind Tagliatelle a few starts back. And the other one to mention is Balkinstown as well. It's been a bit of money for Francis Flood's five-year-old this morning. No form so far on the flat, but one or two eye-catching runs over hurdles of late certainly would indicate that this horse would have a major chance of upsetting one or two off a mark of just 47. If you go back through his runs throughout the winter, he was fifth behind Shabra's Bertolini at Punchestown, third behind Glen Quest at Navan, and then respectable third again behind Gordon Elliott's High Expectations at Nace. All of these are on soft ground, off a mark of in the 100, so definitely worth a look at or two there, Balkinstown. But I'll probably go with Lady Marmello. That run at Navan certainly for me indicates that she's got the best form coming in this race, and the way she was finishing that day suggests that she'll also be much more suited to the step-up in trip to 2 miles.
Fantastic. Let's have a quick summary then, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections for Clonmel one more time.
Yeah, one or two nice-looking bets tonight at Clonmel, beginning with Pianola in the first. I think he might just she might just be good enough to beat the other one we formed, Dionatas. 6 o'clock, a tricky old race this, not knowing how the market's going to shape up, with Sighted Hound being the one difficult one to assess. But I'll go with Just Be Lucky, who's probably got the best form coming into this race. Highly Toxic looks a shoo-in in the 6.30 for Patrick Flynn and Connections. 7 o'clock, again, another short price favourite that should justify its position in the market in the shape of Katia. 7.30, I'll go with Brendan in the Micro, who won quite well the other day down in Limerick. The 8 o'clock looks to be well. Looks between the two jumpers, Tagli telling Captain of the Fleet, with the advantage just going in favour of the former. And the top weight Lady Normello, I thought, ran really nicely the other day over 1.5 miles and should be suited to the step-up in trip.
Superb. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck and enjoy Clonmel this evening.
Well done, bud. Cheers, pal.
There you go, the thoughts of Andy Holding. He'll be in the studio tonight as well, so do tune into Racing Radio to hear him live on all of the action in Clonmel and the rest of the day's racing as well. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Thursday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.